chart, and to our weakness strength impart, that bravely here we may contend, through life and death to you our Lord ascend. Alleluia, alleluia.
Grace, peace, and mercy to you from God our Father and from our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. The text is the reading from Acts. Please be seated. Dear brothers and sisters of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Well, you're not the only ones, are you? I mean, you're thinking it too, right? I mean, you don't mean to mock them, but you know, you just can't help it. Oh, what's that? You don't want to verbalize what you were thinking when I read the text from Acts today? You know, your mother told you that if you don't have anything nice to say, then don't say anything at all. All right, okay. So I guess I'll have to say it for you then, won't I? Here's what you were thinking. You cynically think that the 12 are intoxicated, smashed, drunk as skunks, right? Isn't that what you were thinking? I mean, how else do you explain the loud, rushing, mighty wind, tongues of fire, and all the global dialects coming from their mouths? I mean, if you were there, it's just weird and it's creepy. It sounds like a gigantic frat party gone off the deep end. I mean, they had to be taking huge shots of liquid spirits. You know, Jägermeister, tequila, Everclear, or maybe all three put together, putting a lighter to their mouths and whoosh, kaboom. Oh, that would explain the tongues of fire and the loud roar like rushing mighty wind, wouldn't it? Yep, that's right. They're drunk as skunks. They have imbibed too much from the distilled spirits. Well, there's another explanation, and Pastor Apostle Peter, he steps up to the plate. Look, folks, he declares, we're not drunk as you suppose. Good grief, it's only 9 in the morning. Not even the hardcore winos and the raging alcoholics start boozing it up until after lunch. What you've just seen and what you've just heard is the fulfillment of in-time Bible prophecy. The fulfillment of the prophet Joel's prophecy. Joel said that in the last days, the Spirit of God would be poured out on all people. Now, if you've noticed this, Peter quotes chapter 2 from Joel, to be precise. And Joel prophesied about the last days, that is to say, the end of time. And part of Joel's prophecy included this. Did you catch it? I will show wonders in the heavens above. The sun shall be turned to darkness and the moon to blood. Boy, this spring, the blood moon was all the talk, wasn't it? Did you notice this? It was supposed to be the fulfillment of Bible prophecy with regard to modern day Israel. All kinds of people from one specific pastor in Texas got really excited about supposedly getting ready to see a blood moon this past spring that would fulfill Bible prophecy and would finally begin the last days. As if the last days only began either this spring or within the last few years. Well, Peter sets the record straight. Joel's prophecy about the last days is already fulfilled on the day of Pentecost. That's exactly why Peter quotes it. In other words, God's decisive stage of salvation for the history of the world and the climax of world history has arrived with Jesus Christ, the giving out of the Holy Spirit at Pentecost and the establishment of his church on the earth. So let's be very clear. The Bible teaches that the last days began with the ministry, death, and resurrection of Jesus, the giving of the Holy Spirit at Pentecost, and the beginning of the apostolic church. Now check it out. Hebrews 1 verse 1. Listen very carefully. Hebrews 1 1. In many and various ways God spoke to his people of old by the prophets, but in these last days he has spoken to us by his Son. When did the last days begin? When God spoke to us by his Son. Hebrews 9:26. Check it out. Jesus appeared once for all at the end of the ages to put away sin by the sacrifice of himself. When did the end of the ages begin? When Christ died on the cross. 1 Peter 1 verse 20. Jesus was foreknown before the foundation of the world, but was made manifest in these last times for your sake. 1 Corinthians 10, 11. Paul tells the Corinthians that the end of the ages, that's a quote, the end of the ages has come upon the church. 1 John 2, verse 18. John, the apostle, has the audacity to say, children, it is the last hour. Are you tracking with me here? I don't think I need to repeat any of those, do I? If so, if you've been tracking with me, you've just learned that according to today's text in Acts 2 and the rest of the New Testament, the last days or the end times began with the first coming of Jesus, Pentecost creating and growing the church until the last day when Jesus reveals himself in glory to judge the living and the dead. In other words, the last days began with Jesus' first coming, and the last days will continue until he comes in glory on the last day. You with me? All right. Now, the big question, why is the Holy Spirit poured out then on Pentecost? Now, if learning about when the last days began astounded you, then the reason why the Spirit is given in Acts 2 will absolutely astonish and shock you. You'd better hold on to your hats. You'd better buckle up tight. Here goes. The Holy Spirit is given at Pentecost for the sake of preaching. Yes, that's right. I said it. For preaching. Pentecost happened so that the word of God would be preached, beginning in Jerusalem and then throughout the entire world, even Trinity Murdoch. The tongues of fire most likely were over the disciples' mouths. I know you look at the bulletin cover and it shows it on their heads. I don't think that's right. The tongues of fire are about being on the mouth. I submit to you that that's the proper way of reading it. The apostolic mouths are where the action of the Holy Spirit was that day. Pentecost, then, is a miracle of the tongue. Tongues of fire for preaching. Preaching Jesus as the Savior of his sinners and preaching that gospel of Jesus for sinners' salvation. For you and for sinners all over the world. That's why the 12 then spoke in all the representative language of all those nations gathered in Jerusalem from all over the world that day. The only spirit that fills the 12 is the Holy Spirit. The only spirit that the 12 has in their mouth is the Holy Spirit as they preach the gospel. Now, brothers and sisters, isn't that incredible? I tell you, it is. After all, the Holy Spirit has use for the mouths and tongues of these 12 preachers to proclaim the good news that the one and only salvation for sinners has come in the divine atoning blood of Jesus. The redemption of the world has arrived and been done through Jesus, who pulled off a Good Friday and an Easter Sunday. That Jesus took the sin of every sinner in his body, wrapped himself with all sin, and got damned with it. You know how important this is? Let me tell you how important this is. If Jesus doesn't do this for you, you'd still be in your sin and you'd get damned with it. Thus, the preaching of Jesus for you, his sinners, Pentecost's purpose. All the preaching of Jesus, that's the rest of Acts 2. Check it out. The apostles then preach Jesus. All the preaching of Jesus for those sinners gathered at Jerusalem at the end of Pentecost day leads to 3,000 people being what? Baptized into Christ's Good Friday death. Called by the Holy Spirit-filled gospel, 3,000 people believed in Jesus Christ that day, that Jesus died and rose for them. that Jesus is a gift for them. 3,000 people that day received the gift of the Holy Spirit that comes with the preaching of the gospel and being baptized into Jesus' name. These 3,000 then, what did they do? They went back to their countries, to their homes, their cities, and their families, bearing the good news of crucified and risen Jesus in their own native tongues for the sake of proclaiming the gospel for people so that they too would believe it and be saved. The tongues of Pentecost fire are the preaching of the good news that salvation has come in Jesus, and only in Jesus, for you. And so in Acts, the preaching of Savior Jesus spreads like a Nebraska prairie fire throughout the Roman Empire and to all the nations. From the mouths of those called into the ministry, the Spirit-filled preaching has gone on for thousands of years all over the world. Kingdoms and rulers have come. Kingdoms and rulers have gone. Men like Nero, Stalin, Mao, and others have desperately tried to close the mouths or stomp out the tongues of fire that is the preaching of the gospel. And the harder that they tried, the more the gospel spread. The hotter the fire of the gospel burned in the world. Today, the Holy Spirit continues to breathe eternal life into you and for the world. It takes place Sunday after Sunday. Every Sunday is a little what? Every Sunday is a little Pentecost. Really? Yes. Because Jesus is preached for you and for your salvation. Every baptism is a little Pentecost. Why is that? Because Scripture says, for example, in Titus 3, that in baptism we are washed, given the washing of regeneration and rebirth by the Holy Spirit. Or how about this one? 1 Corinthians 12, verse 13. Check this out. Paul says, "For we were all baptized by one Spirit into one body." Every Lord's Supper is a little Pentecost. Why? Well, listen to the rest of 1 Corinthians 12, 13, where Paul says, "And we were all given the one Spirit to drink." In addition, you heard our Lord's promise in the Holy Gospel from John 7 today, "If anyone is thirsty, let him come to me and drink. Whoever believes in me, as the Scripture has said, streams of living water will flow from within him." By this, Jesus meant the Spirit whom those who believed in him were later to receive. As human mouths and tongues proclaim Jesus for you and for your salvation, the Holy Spirit is at work. In other words, let's put it this way. The more Jesus being preached for you and for your salvation, the more the Holy Spirit's at work. So Pentecost continues for you in the preaching of the gospel, in your baptism and absolution and the sacrament of the altar. There the Holy Spirit gives you the Good Friday forgiveness of Jesus. And through that forgiveness, you're a new creation. The Spirit is the Lord and giver of life. That's spelled F-A-I-T-H. You, brothers and sisters, are Pentecosted. You are Holy Spirited. That means you are forgiven. You are saved. Every Sunday or any day when you hear, Jesus died for you, he rose for you, or a little later today, when you hear this, the body of Christ for you, the blood of Christ for you. Loads of Holy Spirit going on with those gospel words for you. Happy Pentecost. In the name of Jesus, amen.